we got it. What if we just came together and just did one crazy-ass tour where we combined our songs, same stage, and we just rocked the house for like 2 hours? And then we used that as a way to promote our tour separately to go off anyway.
Right.
And we thought about it. We were like, hell yeah, crazy-ass night. I said, man, we need a night like this. That's why we just came together, came with the concept. We reached out to Live Nation, was like, man, we want to just do our together.
They were like, okay.
They were like, because they was already combining legacy artists together anyway.
Did they do the New Edition Toni Braxton?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that was super successful. They did Brandy and Monica. We watching all this. We were like, we need to just go out and go crazy. It was really good.
It was really, and you know, the one thing really that good. I really appreciated about that show is that there was no downtime. It would be right. Boyz II Men, then Toni Braxton would come on, and then New Edition, and then Bobby Brown, and then like they were all like intertwined with each other. Like New Edition would sing background for Bobby Brown and background. Bobby Brown
like
would
they shared the stage. It was like it was really a moment. You know what I mean? So yeah, me and Neil the same vibe. Like it's gonna be crazy though.
So we got more with Akon coming up on The Vibe, y'all.
Bone dry, not a plant can grow. About time I get back on my horse to the rodeo. Now I'm at the Prospect Convention. My friends walk in your friends' direction. Said Sabrina, don't you know Devin? And I was like, huh. When did you get hard all of a sudden? I could look you up and down all day. I bet your light rod's like bigger than Zeus's. Hey, wait, can you lift my car with your hand? You are an ugly kid, but you're a sexy man. Sorry, I did not see the vision. Thank you, Lord, to find you has risen. Big riff coming, I need a minute.
Yo, it is The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ, and we are here with Akon. Are you ever the person, are you the type of person that wakes up that thinks to yourself, oh my gosh, we gotta do this again? Are you like overwhelmed by half of the things that you have to do?
No, actually. Because it's interesting because I just know that in life, movement happens when you move. Like, nothing happens if you don't move and make it happen, right? So I don't look at it like an obligation. I look at it like a responsibility. Because I want to get to a certain place in my life. So in order to do that, I got to get up and make it happen. So I don't complain about what things I have to do. Like, what's the point? You want to be that person, right? Yeah. So you do know you got to do this, right? So why complain about what you know you have to do to get to where you're trying to go? Just get up and do it.
Can you say that to this camera, to these youngins right now who...
Just get up and do it.
Let me tell you something, because I feel like a lot of the situation that people get everything that they asked and they prayed for.
Right.
And then they complain about it. And it's like, how are you going to complain about something that you literally prayed, and this is the one thing that you had in your mind, you've had this in your heart since you were a little kid.
Because they saw it from the outside looking in, and it looks great. It looks glamorous. It looks sweet. And it looks... perfect.
Yeah.
But they don't realize what took to get there and what it took to get there and what roads you had to drive and ride and run through and bridges you had to cross and platforms you had to, you know, like climb over. Like, bro, this don't come easy.
Mm-mm.
Everything that God gives you that's a blessing, you got to go through turmoil to get to it.
What do you feel like was the hardest thing that you had to deal with in this industry, just being in it for being a vet.
The one thing that I've had to learn to accept was that my privacy no longer belongs to me. That's the one thing that I had to really learn, understand, and accept in order to be successful in this business.
Yeah, we got more with Akon coming up next on The Vibe.
Yes, I can see you. Cause every girl here wanna be a. Oh, she's a diva. I feel the same and I wanna meet her. They say she low down. It's just a room and I don't believe her. They say she needs to slow down. The baddest thing around town. She's nothing like a girl you've ever seen before. Nothing you can compare to your neighborhood. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. The way that booty moving, I can't take no more. Had to stop what I'm doing so I can pull her close. I'm trying to.
With like that. So convincing, you made it look fun. Laugh it off, but the damage is done. Saying, baby, just relax, relax. I got my hopes too high. You hardly said goodbye, then casually walked out of my life. Time staring up at the ceiling. It's been a month since you went and checked in.
find someone, or am I the reason?
It is The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ, and we are here with Akon. Before you go, of course, you got the tour, you got the new album that's going to be dropping April 24th. What else do you have coming up?
Oh, man. So the new album, April 24th, Beautiful Day. Definitely make sure y'all get that. If we ain't here at that moment, just pre-save because it's available now. And right. Definitely look at Even because we will definitely drop that on there for you guys. Obviously, the tour, Nights Like This, me and Neo. We're going to be in the States like in June, if I'm not mistaken, right? Around that time? Well, just look on my Instagram at Akon. You'll see the schedule fully visible there for you guys to see. And then one thing that I'm super, super excited about is my girl group, Simeon.
Okay, tell me about that.
These girls, sisters, unbelievable. Like, we just dropped the record last week. It's called Sugar.
Simeon?
Simeon. S-I-M-I-E-N. They're the unbelievable. Like, you got to see these girls. They're the next biggest, biggest thing. I promise you. Just remember I told you that.
What's interesting is I feel like we don't have any, like, hardcore girl groups anymore. Yeah.
None.
And it's left wide open.
No, these girls, they're taking that spot. They're going to fill that space.
How'd you find them?
Ooh, I found them in Miami.
I mean, we might as well use the platform and talk about Simeon right quick.
I found them in Miami.
Did you really?
Yeah. They out of here. What triggered me was the fact that they were sisters. Because I had no idea. Like, first of all, it's hard to find groups that come from families where everybody's equally talented these days. It's always that one that everybody goes after, but these girls, they're all lead singers, and they all super beautiful and just talented, like great songwriters, producers. They all play instruments, and they're out of here.
They're like the female Jackson 5 or
no, they're next level.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So Simeon, their song,
it's called Sugar,
and it's officially out.
It's officially out now, so look out for the EP. We're gonna drop it at the end of May.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so
much. Man, you got it, my brother.
I appreciate it. I'm living out my childhood right now. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
You got it, man. Absolutely.
The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Hey there, this is Josh from Stuff You Should Know with a message that could change your life. The Stuff You Should Know Think Spring podcast playlist is available now. Whether spring has sprung in your neck of the woods yet or not, the Stuff You Should Know Think Spring playlist will make you want to get your overalls on, get outside, and get your hands in the dirt. So open your free iHeartRadio app, search Stuff You Should Know, and listen now.
He holds me tight, then lets me go. He loves me now, he loves me, he holds me. me tight, then lets me go. Soon as you leave me, we always lose connection. It's getting messy, I feel that your affection. Don't loosen your grip, got a hold on me. Now forever, let's get back together. No, I've taken so far away. I'm praying that we don't break. I want you to take me up and down and around and around again. And no, we make this thing ours.
take me, baby.
Baby, you should let me love.
Kiss music right now
on 102.7 Kiss FM.
See, that didn't take long. We're back to the vibe with Tony Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
With the Stars.
Oh my goodness.
This means a lot to me.
Tell me.
Because
I loved the both of them on, they were from Love Island, USA and UK.
Absolutely.
And they were on this last season of Traitors. Rob screwed Maura over, ended up screwing her to like win the season. Mm-hmm. So now this could be like her redemption story on Dancing with the Stars, and she crushes him.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if anyone
from
Dance...
Little Modern Woman energy.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like keeping my fingers and toes crossed because I would love that. Okay, Little Pink Panther and Zara Larsson, stateside on The Vibe.
I'm freezing outside, I feel my skin tight, my coat is inside, while I look up at you, I try to paint white, well when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you, it sounds insane right, I'll take the same flight, wait at your bedside, I'll stand right next to you, I'm going stateside, where I'll see you tonight, tell me how does a girl like me get into you.
On tour, his North American tour. It's You Are the Reason. I already circled and X marks the spot when he is in LA because I have got to see him live.
I feel like you do have to see him live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've been waiting for this.
Well, you
I've
know,
been
he's,
needing this.
He's super talented and I love that he's always listening.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Shout out, Somber. Love you. Mean it. See ya in October.
Yeah.
Here's Wonder Public, Need Your Love on The Vibe.
Don't gotta see my Don't gotta act like such a big deal.
Take it to the floor, ooh, you gotta get down. You know what to do. Hey, Mr. DJ,
feel like the name on everybody's mouth right now is Sabrina Carpenter. She's been crushing it at Coachella. I think everybody can agree that she just absolutely took Coachella by the horns. And
to be fair,
yes,
probably the best performance that I've seen there. Just like with the visuals and everything.
Like she took it super seriously. And there were a lot of rumors out there. I saw before weekend one that the people were hearing her like sound check The Life of a Showgirl, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, Taylor Swift's coming out."
But I feel like Taylor would just let her have her moment.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But so we didn't end up getting that. And so I wanted to play it for you here on The Vibe because it's like one of my favorite songs. The Life of a Showgirl, Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter.
Her name was Kitty. Made her money being pretty and witty. They gave her the keys to this city. Then they said she didn't do it legitly. I bought a ticket. She's dancing in her garters and fishnets. 50 in the cast, zero missteps. Looking back, I guess it was kismet. I waited by the stage door, packed in with the autograph. Hounds barking her name, then glowing like the end of a cigarette. Wow, she came out. I said, "You live in my dream." Then she said to me, "Hey, thank you for the lovely bouquet. You're sweeter than a peach, but you don't know the life of a showgirl, babe. And you're never ever gonna wait. The more you play, the more that you pay. You're softer than a kitten, so you don't know the life of a showgirl, babe. And you're never gonna wanna." She was a menace, the baby of the family in Lennox. Her father hoarded around like all men did. Her mother took pills and played tennis. So she waited by the stage door, asked the club promoter, arrived. She said, "I'd sell my soul to have a taste of a magnificent life. It's all mine." But that's not what showgirls get. Pearls of wisdom, hung them from my neck. I paid my dues with every bruise. I knew what to expect. "Do you wanna take a skate on the ice inside my veins?" They ripped me off like false lashes and then threw me away. And all the headshots on the walls of the dance hall are of the witches. I couldn't if I tried. So I say, "Thank you for the lovely bouquet. I'm married to the hustle and now I know the life of a showgirl, babe. And I'll never know another pain hidden by the lipstick and lace. Sequins are forever.
I only think we take it down with other women that ain't me. But I've been reviewing, and I'm a patient. Husband is coming.
It's the vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ, and our girl O-Rod is back.
Do people call her that?
No.
Oh.
But I do. Olivia Rodrigo is back.
Well,
what?
I don't know. Never mind. I don't know if I can say it. Never mind. We'll
say
talk about it.
It.
No.
Say it.
All right. We'll talk about it next weekend.
Secrets are more fun when they're shared.
She may be stopping by.
Oh. Yeah. See, was that more fun?
It wasn't.
No. Okay. Let's just play a little Drop Dead on the vibe.
I know that the bar closes at 11. Hope you never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven, and I know why he wrote them. Now that you're standing right here. Oh, one night I was bored in bed and stalked you.
show you what bad is. Bad is when you capable of beating the baddest. I've been working at it ever since I came to this planet. I ain't quite there yet, but I'm getting better at it. Matter of fact, let me tell it to you one more game. All I got to do is tell a girl who I am. Ain't now a chick in here that I can't have. Bada boom, bada bam, bada bam.
You're insinuating that I'm hot, but these goodies, boy, are not just for any of the many men that's trying to get on top. No, you can't call me later, and I don't want your number. I'm not changing stories, just respect the play I'm calling. I bet you want the goodies.
What's up, LA? This is Benson Boone.
Hi, I'm Dolce.
What's up, Dolce?
Let's go.
Kiss FM is LA's number one hit music station.
We're literally just vibing. The Vibe with Tony Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio is back.
After Taylor Swift, Elizabeth Taylor on The Vibe.
Elizabeth Taylor, do you think it's forever?
That view of Portofino was on my mind when you called me at the Plaza Atenea. Ooh, oftentimes it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. All the right guys promised they'd stay under bright lights. They withered away, but you blew. Portofino was on my mind. I think you know why. And if your letters ever said goodbye, I. Trust. Just kidding. We hit the bed.